Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
NHL powered by the Tennessee Lottery on 104.5 The Zone. Everybody talking about Tiger Woods and that win at Augusta yesterday. Really difficult to put into perspective. So we grabbed some time with Virgil Herring and let him do it. Talking golf with Virgil Herring Saturdays on The Zone. Golf Channel Academy lead coach. Virgil, what's up? How are you, man?
I'm just trying to catch my breath from yesterday. It was quite a day.
It was hypnotic, right? I mean, I couldn't believe it. And Don said, how many of us were just standing up while he was shooting?
Watching golf standing up.
It's just amazing.
You know, it's so amazing in a million ways, but it was 2 years ago that I heard that he had whispered into somebody's ear that he was done. He couldn't even get out of a chair without help. And to now see, you know, obviously he won the tour championship and that was gigantic, but to win the Masters and knock down essentially every big name that there is, to do it, what an unbelievable bow to an incredible story.
How cool is it too for a generation of golfers that have grown up with the almost folklore stories of Tiger and this Tiger roar on the course to be able to experience that?
Well, I'll just put it in perspective for me, one, as a golf coach, and two, having boys who love golf. You know, they're just like, well, they love Rory, they love Jordan Spieth. And I'm like, if you think about it, Tiger Woods was Rory and Jordan Spieth combined in his prime. And they never understood when I talked about how unbelievably great Tiger Woods was until yesterday, when an 11-year-old and a 13-year-old got a chance to witness the magic that we got a chance to witness in our youth. You know, that particular type of magic is it's a once in a lifetime occurrence, essentially. And to have that happen, and being I saw it live firsthand, but to get a chance to let my kids watch it, and I know that the guys on the golf team and the girls on the golf team watched it as well. It was quite a moment, because you never know when it's going to be gone for the last time, and for them to get a great show like that, knocking down DJ, Molinari, Koepka, all the best players playing their best right now. It was a beautiful moment.
Virgil Herring with us on 3HL.
I think for a lot of people, Virgil, I was telling them on Saturday afternoon, I watched an hour-long special about Jack Nicklaus in 86, and I think I watched a similar special the year before and the year before that and the year before that. You know, now did they just have to split it 30 minutes of Jack's 86 Masters and 30 minutes of Tiger's 2019? Because, I'm old enough to remember Jack and how unlikely that was. And my goodness, like you said, this is a guy that couldn't get out of a chair 2 years ago.
Well, for us golf fans, they will get an hour back-to-back. They will get 2 hours instead of one.
I'd watch it all.
It's so there's so many similarities. Not that Jack ever had the kind of, situation that Tiger had, but when you think about it, Nicklaus in 86 was taking down Greg Norman, Seve Ballesteros, Nick Price, the three best players of that era. And did it in a fashion that we never thought we were going to see again. So this time it's Tiger taking down Koepka, DJ, and Molinari. And, although Rory wasn't there at the end, all the big names had played pretty good in an event which we hoped we would see one more last hurrah. But who knows, it's even if it's the last one. But at the end of the day, we didn't know what we were going to get to see it. And they were similar. And that almost hole out on 16 on the par 3 almost was an exact replica of Nicklaus's shot, which was almost like a harbinger of what was to come. It was a magnificent moment there.
Along those lines, Virgil, you mentioned that shot on 16. What stood out to you the most in that final round with Tiger? A shot, a moment, a look from Tiger? What was it that at the end of the day, when you kind of thought through the entire round, what stood out the most?
Let's see here. Well, there was a couple of things. One is that he had the walk the yeah. body language of a champion.
And the stare, right?
yeah. I thought that was pretty impressive because for a long time, it was the almost like the drag leg of his body was breaking down. He was just doing everything he could to look like he was walking normal.
Yep.
He had the body language of a champion. And he had there was no force in his golf swing. It was just kind of a melodic flow of power and grace like it was in between 2000 and 2005, which was so mesmerizing. I think the thing that I watched, especially after listening to an interview with Joe LaCava, was that Tiger was willing to play smart and play the percentages and was okay if he didn't win. He was going to do the right things, and if somebody was willing to take on more risk and hit a more heroic shot at beating, he was okay with it, but he was not going to lose this Masters. He was going to force someone to beat him. And at the end of the day, that's what I saw, was somebody saying, I dare you to come take this one out of my hands. And one after the other, they figured out a way to double bogey 12 and bogey other holes where he was playing beautifully. And at the end of the day, the body language and the conviction to play the game the way it was supposed to be played and not take on unnecessary risk was the ultimate what Tiger Woods does to players.
It's crazy, too, to think about. I mean, the 14 previous majors, he had the lead, the 54-hole lead. This is the one he didn't. And then RJ Bell just tweeted out, I'm sure you know, like the last three golf majors, Tiger Woods, three strokes better than any golfer in the world. So there is hope that he can maybe get another one or two or three. And, he's got Bethpage, he's got Pebble Beach coming up this year. It's going to be a fun season.
Yeah, man, at the end of the day, there were two things that were imperative. Tiger Woods, when he was healthy, was not a competitive threat in the major championships because he couldn't drive the golf ball in play when it mattered. Now he drives the golf ball almost as good as he did in 2002, which was the best version of Tiger Woods, in my opinion. If he drives the golf ball like that and can maintain his health, which is probably the bigger question of all of it,
right,
is how long will his back last? I expect him to have a chance to win every time that he plays in a major championship because he is arguably the greatest mind in the game. He's the greatest iron player we've ever seen. He's a top three short game player. So if he drives the ball good, and like he drives it like in 2000, 2002, well, we know what that was like. It was over Friday afternoon, not on Sunday. So that's the thing, is that I think he's going to be a threat as long as he stays healthy and is capable of driving the golf ball well.
Virgil Herring, our guest. I was thinking about this. So that's 15 for Tiger, and we're now trying to figure out, does he get 16, 17, ultimately 18? If I gave you $100 and said, let's go to Vegas, would you put any money, or who would you put it on, anybody left in the field to get to double-digit major wins, who would you do it?
I don't know if I would say that there's anybody playing right now that has me concerned about them getting to 10.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many awesome players now that the idea that there's going to be somebody rise up that much to win, you know, six more if you're Rory McIlroy. I mean, he hasn't won one in almost 5 years now.
Yeah.
And we still think he's the best player in the world when he's on. And he hasn't won in 5 years. So the time's ticking on him. Same Koepka. He's only got three Spieth. You know, are you looking at Spieth to win seven more the way he's playing? Probably not. I would say there's almost as good of a chance as Tiger Woods breaking Jack Nicklaus's record as there is somebody winning 10 in this current generation of golfers.
Virgil Herring, it's going to be a fun Saturday. I know it's really difficult to kind of unwrap this in one segment, but we certainly appreciate you, my friend.
Well, anytime. I'm grateful to be on, and look forward to being on again real soon.
Hey, did I read that you're doing you're in the podcast world now?
Yeah, I have my own podcast. It's called On the Verge. It'll be released here very soon. I'm just kind of working out some of the final details, but I already have six shows in the can. I'm doing another one on Wednesday.
Awesome.
It's so I'm looking forward to putting it out there. It's gonna be great.
Awesome, man. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, Virgil Herring, talking golf with Virgil Herring on Saturdays on 104.5 The Zone. It's just, it's difficult to put into perspective how big a moment that was. And you know, I made the comment earlier that I made my kids watch it because, you know, 25 years from now, you're going to be in a conversation about that event.
Right.
As we are, you know, where Kirk Gibson hit the home run off LaRussa. Or not LaRussa, off Eckersley, sorry. And similar type thing, Tennessee winning a national championship for Vol fans.
Heck, like that. Jack Nicklaus in 86, for that matter, at Augusta.
So this guy writes, President Kennedy being shot, Space Shuttle Challenger explosion, 9/11. Those are your remember where you were moments. What Tiger did was amazing, and the comeback story is awesome. But let's not get carried away. My take. That's your take? I have my take. I will remember that.
Well, you're also talking about two separate things. You're talking about a sporting event,
yes,
where you were that moment, and then you're talking about real world where you were that moment.
But like Kirk Gibson, that I don't know why I said that. It just popped into my head as one of the bigger sports moments out there from back in the day. But there are a ton of them for us. But in terms of golf, is there a bigger moment? Given everything that guy was, and then everything that he went through, of course, some of it self-inflicted, we talked about, but then picking himself up and getting out of that, just the personal part, the physical stuff is amazing too, because you really don't have
in and of itself.
You don't have a whole lot of control over that in one sense, but then once you do get the spinal fusion surgery, again, the goal was to improve the quality of his life, not to become a major champion again.
But that was to be able to get out of bed and right. Get out of a chair without having to have someone help him.
Man.
That was the goal of that surgery.
But did that competitive life force in him, somebody asked him after the Masters yesterday, did he ever think about quitting? And he's like, he looked at him like they were crazy. Like, why? Why would I do that? You get out of bed with purpose. That's his mindset. It was awesome to watch, man.